Hi, this is a video I'm sure you're going to love a lot because I have a great interview guest today and it's Nicole Battefeld-Montgomery. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Great to have you. And today we will talk a lot about coffee competitions, about coffee brewing, about coffee roasting. But before we start, I would like to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself a little bit, who you are, what's your history in coffee, what you are doing in coffee. So might you tell the people a little bit about you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So my name is Nicole. I work professionally in coffee since, I'd say, 2014.
Yeah.
In 2016, I started competing and I've done a couple of competitions in Germany so far. And I could snatch a couple of titles. So I'm the German Barista Champion and twice Brewers Cup, and then one time Coffee and Good Spirits. And that obviously gave me a lot of opportunities to visit the worlds and to gain a lot of experience. Lately, I've been coaching a lot.
Yeah.
I've coached the German Brewers Cup competitor, and I've coached the Ukrainian Brewers Cup competitor and the Ukrainian Barista Champion.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to what the future brings. I think in the moment I'm training another person for barista, and maybe I'll compete myself as well. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what's going on in the moment.
And before you went into competitions, how did you start? How did you fall in love with coffee?
So when I was 18, I just really needed money. So I wanted to finance my driver's license, and I started working in a tiny little cafe in my hometown. And it was just so magical because people came in and they took their time and they opened the newspaper and they drank their coffee with so much passion. Like, it was such a beautiful moment. And then you have this other side where, like, people say, like, hey, do you want to go for a coffee? And that means so much more than just going for a beverage. It means you have social interaction. And you sit down and you really enjoy this time. It's not like food in the daytime, hospitality, where you're like, you go, you eat, you go. And that was really fascinating for me. But then I kind of like had to learn a real job. And the one thing that I was really terrible at was cooking.
Yeah.
So I decided to become a chef apprentice. And this is what brought me to Berlin, actually. And I finished my apprenticeship there as a chef. And then I had very, very good connections and I could work in a couple of Michelin star restaurants. And I learned a lot about taste, about flavor. I learned a lot about working hard and working late and being very exhausted. But also it gave me a spirit to kind of like show my other colleagues that I could be good. After a couple of years, it was quite exhausting. So I decided to go back to daytime hospitality because it's just more, it's better for your mental health, I would say. And because I had this drive from the kitchen, I wanted to not just do coffee. And because I had this drive from the kitchen, I didn't just want to do coffee. I wanted to do the best coffee. I wanted to be the best at what I'm doing. And I think this is what got me into competition. This is what got me into really asking everything behind the coffee. So I started in a tiny little roastery in Prenzlauerberg and like could learn roasting just by eyeballing, I'd say.
Yeah.
And then I went
on
to
a drum roaster.
And then I went to a specialty coffee shop, and there I've learned everything from the start.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned how to make coffee. I've learned how to roast. I've learned how to use different roasters. I've learned how to source coffee and how to pick coffee for the cafe. It was very, very comprehensive to the end. I feel like I was doing like every single part of this business, which was quite nice. But now I'm working for a big machine company, and I am running a showroom for them in Berlin, where I have the opportunity to teach people, and they can come in, can kind of like ask me what they want, and I can train people.
Yeah, fantastic. And you're doing the competitions, and this is something I would like to deep dive a little bit into it, because for, I mean, people that are outside, it's just a bit a overwhelming world, or they don't know what's happening. For example, at the example of the Brewers Cup that you won twice and where you coach people, can you tell a little bit what is happening at a Brewers Cup or at these coffee competitions?
So there's over 7 competitions, and one of them is the Brewers Cup, and a couple of the other competitions are very showman-like. Like, you can have, especially Coffee and Good Spirits, it's like crazy, and like it's very fascinating, and same with Barista. But Brewers Cup is very different to all of those because it focuses on you, on the message that you want to bring over, and on the drink that you're presenting with the connection to the judges, aka your customers. Mm-hmm. So customer experience in a minimalistic way is focused on. So you have 10 minutes, you have 3 people sitting in front of you, and you need to make 3 brews, 1 for each, and they need to be perfect and identical, which would be best. And what they're kind of like looking for, and I think that the trickiness is in the simplicity of this competition, because they encourage you to not use a fancy display or to not use a monitor or a screen or anything like this. They want you to be able to capture the people and tell the story that you want to tell just by words and by taste. And you need to be true to yourself. You need to have excellent coffee. You have to be innovative and hopefully serve the best cup of coffee they've ever drank.
Yeah. When you say innovative, so can you give some examples about this innovation that's happening there?
Lately in the Brewers Cup, there was a lot of innovation when it comes to devices. So when it comes to brewing assist gadgets or tools, or when it comes to innovative farming processes, which is also very, very interesting. Yeah. So it's kind of like going beyond the cup that's just been sitting there and thinking, what else? So can we go to origin and like change the way that this coffee is processed? Can we make it better? Like, we're always striving for the better things. And to give you a small example of how, because we're like, will this really change the industry? But actually it does. I mean, a lot of coffee fans, when they're at home and they have a home setup, or for espresso, for example, they know this little distributing things. They you spin them on your coffee and it makes them straight and even. And this is a tool that's been invented in the barista competition scene, for example. Anaerobic coffees or kind of bionic maceration coffees, they're popping up everywhere now for the wider audience. Mm. This is a result from a coffee competition. Mm. The Ling roaster that we're standing in front of is kind of like produced by a company that's made from champions.
Yes.
Mm. And it is to bring the industry to the next level and to provide higher quality to a wider range of people. And that's what I love about competition. That's what's the hardest, because you're standing in front of your script. You know you want to compete, but you're like, what is real innovation? I don't know. What could change the industry? Mm. It's incredibly hard, but it's very beautiful if you find that one thing that really sparks an innovation.
Yes, yes. And then you can see all the people that are in this. We were talking about the innovation, like the Ling, but also all of those tools. And you can see how much these people are then like perfectionists. They're into details and they're really fine-tuning everything that's possible when it comes to coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so geeky. There's so many ways of how we can make a coffee that's already really good, even better and better and better. We mustn't forget the customer, because they're paying our bills.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't be too geeky, but especially for the home barista scene.
Yeah. Like, interesting.
It's really interesting, like, where you can go in and like extract more and better and more and better. And
that's an interesting topic also then, because when we're coming from the competition to the home baristas, and because you're a lot also in touch with home baristas, through to your job, and can you tell me something a little bit about them? So if people are at home, they want to have a great coffee, what are the things they should look at most days, or what are kind of the topics where you see they could improve in general the coffee, the most?
Yeah, it's really interesting for me right now because I am working for a machine company. And people come to me and they say, what's the best machine that makes the best coffee?
Yeah.
And then I kind of like have to say, it's really important that you put good coffee in.
Yeah.
Because if you put shit coffee in, you can't get good coffee out. It's just a machine. It's not a magic wand that makes everything better. So I think that like the main tip from myself is always like use high quality coffee. And then half of it is already good. When I'm coaching, I'm always giving, because people ask me like, how to find good competition coffee? And I said, a great competition coffee still tastes great when you've done everything wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's so outstanding and stable. So I've had a really great coffee that I had sitting in the freezer. Mm. I did one shot. I did a terrible. It was like a 15-second extraction, blah, blah, blah. And I just wanted to show the coffee as well. So I was like quite embarrassed. I'm like, okay, right. That's not going to taste very nice. And we drank it and it was beautiful. And I was just like, oh my God. And this showed me like good coffee is the most important thing. The next thing that I always say is water. Because especially for filter coffee, like 89% of your beverage is water. So if you use water that doesn't match your coffee profile, you can basically ruin the taste. I think tap water is okay to be drunk safely in a lot of countries,
yes,
but it still will not bring out the best in your coffee. Then a lot of people say, how about if I can buy water? And buying water is really not sustainable. Like you're paying for the packaging.
Yes.
So I definitely don't agree with buying water. And also a lot of the waters that are really good for us, they're highly mineralized. So they're terrible for the coffee.
Yep.
It makes them taste really either dull or sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I would always recommend to use a water filtration system, either one of those jugs that has like a magnesium filter in them, or I have like a filter underneath my tap. So when I open my tap, it always is filtered water. And that's really great. And then we can go to equipment. And then, you know, then the grinder has to be obviously a good quality grinder.
Yeah.
But like the main things are easy to fix is like buying good coffee and using good water.
I'm not so much of a brewer or a barista.
Yeah.
But it just sounds so reasonable if you tell me, even if you have a bad coffee, it still tastes good, even if you are not really perfectly in the extraction. And that's more or less the same for roasting. If you have a great green coffee and we even do a bad roast with it, or we even have kind of funny equipment, we can still make a great coffee. But if the coffee you put in is bad from the beginning, you just cannot manage to make a great coffee.
We're not magicians.
Yeah. That all comes to the great raw material that you're using, like the coffee.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. And you're also roasting coffee.
I'm roasting more than I ever have, I think, at the moment, except for when I was a production roaster. I roasted a lot of samples every time when it comes up to competition season. Because I need to find the coffee that I'm using. Yep. And then you need to roast. I roast all the kilos that I need only on this. Because it has 100 gram batches. So I feel like I can get a quite good result and like just need to do like for a kilo, just like 10 rounds and that's it. But I have roasted all of the competition coffee from the German competitor. For this year's Worlds campaign, and then all of the national and Worlds coffee from the Ukrainian competitor.
Yeah.
And it was a lot. I think my roaster at home is now like at like 15 to 20 kilos. And I am so surprised. Like it's still, there's no problem at all. And it's still squeaky clean inside. And I'm not doing much. Like it just, I had roasters before that get like really burned on the, on the fans, and it just doesn't happen with it. It's, I don't know how, But it stays super clean, and I never have to change any of the parts. So and I can take it with everywhere. Because we met in Milan, in Athens, at the airport.
And you had your roaster in the bag, and you were roasting.
It was the shittest bag. And I was like, oh, this is not doing it justice, but it's the only bag I had.
But now you change from the CafeLogic to the Link, which is more or less the same system. But the Link is coming with a...
With the case.
The wrong case, so you don't have to use your tote bag anymore.
I could still, but the Link looks way more professional now.
And Maya, are you working with the CafeLogic or with the Nucleus Link system? What is kind of the advantages that you see in it?
So I am super, super excited to use the Link. I was super excited when I got the Link because it opened a new door of opportunities for me. Like, people think that I know everything about roasting, but I know nothing. Like, I am try error for this coffee. I think this profile fits. And then the next coffee again. It's very, very, takes me a real long time to have a good roast for coffee. Yeah. And then when Sam Carr, who did the software for this with, when he showed me that there's an app where you can put in density and altitude, and you can adjust the fan speed, and you can put in your varietal and your processing, and it gives you the profile that you have to use at the end. I was just like, oh my God, where was this all these years? Because now I have the opportunity to... The profiles, I don't know how, but they're always good. I don't know... it's like Sam has like years and years and years of experience as one of the best roasters in the world. So I shouldn't ask why, but it's incredible how I roast a sample and I measure a density, which is also fantastic. So it comes with a little tube and you fill it full with your grain bean and you weigh it. And then this number you put into the app and then the app knows, okay, this is the density of this coffee. This is the process. You're going to get this profile that you have to use. So I can even like alter my profile from month by month if the density changes from the green beans. So I don't have to say like, I got this coffee here and I have to roast it now and I don't know how to take, like my competition is delayed. Like everything's a mess now. Like all of this is I don't care anymore. It's really great. And it's so easy to use. Yeah. And I can also adjust if I want to use 50 grams or 68 grams, 72 or 100. Like everything will be, the fan speed will be adjusted automatically.
It's really fantastic. Because I know a lot of these small roasting machines or sample roasters, and a lot of these machines are coming with profiles. But at the end, I'm never really 100% happy with the profiles they're coming with. And here you have just the whole knowledge of Sam Corrup so that at the end, you can just find the profile in the app, press a button and the machine does the rest.
Roasting was never so, so good and so easy at the same time. I've never roasted better than I am roasting now at the moment. And I never had to use so little of my, like, oh yeah, that's fine. Like it's annoying a little bit because, you know, you like spend so many hours and hours and hours in the past, but now it's just like,
No, that's really great. That's also what I really like about the machine. And it's, I mean, the purpose of it is to have like green coffee traders, roasteries, green coffee producers also, because there are just so many people that are in the coffee industry and they don't really roast, so they never always get the best out of the green bean.
Absolutely.
Now they have a system which is really affordable.
Like the price is, I don't even want to talk about the price because it's ridiculous for what the machine can do. Yeah. But what I feel why this is an excellent product is it goes a step like beyond. So Sam told me the first time they went to Ethiopia after they already won national and world championships for coffee from this farm. They came back and they took a bag of roasted coffee and they brewed it at the farm.
Yes.
And the people said they've never tried their own coffee there.
Yeah.
Or like, it was just like, or the people that worked there, they said they never tried it. Yeah. And it was just like, oh my God, it is mind blowing because they don't have a roaster. Like how? Like all of the roasters are super expensive. So what I really admire is that Nucleus didn't just put it on the market and say, here you go. They went to Origin and they promoted it there and they gave it for different pricing. And we met up in El Salvador. So this roaster also is able to adjust altitude. So you can roast in Berlin or you can roast in El Salvador at like a mountain. Los Pirineos, for example, I don't know, super high up. And it adjusts, which amazing. I don't know any other roaster that can do this so easily. And we met there and then we plugged it into the car battery thingy socket. And then we roasted it with the roaster on the car.
And we had great coffee.
Like, and we had great coffee. Yeah. And it was so fast because like the farmer was there and he wanted us to try the coffee and we could give immediate feedback. And you can have a different level of relationship to the farmers. Like going to Origin is always stressful. And then you meet so many people and they all give you the greens and you're overwhelmed. And then you come home and then you have this bag full of greens and it's kind of like, I don't remember anymore. Who is that? Who is that? Who is that? But if you take the time and you just roast with them together there and you can cup it there, you can make the decision at this place. It saves you time, it saves you money, and it gives you a stronger bond to the people.
That's a feature that a lot of people are really surprised of when they hear it. But it's just because of the way the machine is roasting. There is much more CO2 released during the roast. Mm. So you have much less degassing that's needed. So you can really drink the coffee for a cupping if needed out of the roaster.
Yeah, to find quality, I always take it out of the roaster and cup immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, when you were talking about producers, I just remember we also have a nice video with Wilford Lamastus, who is a great coffee producer. There are quite a lot of producers already working with it. He's also really like intrigued by the machine.
Yeah.
Hey, Nicole, so thanks a lot for everything you're doing for coffee and also for all the information you're sharing.
Thank you.
It was so nice. By the way, also, thank you to 1-2 Coffee Bar in Frankfurt. This is a really great place to get coffee once you're in Frankfurt. They have started with 3 Coffee Bar. Now they have this place here also, 1-2 Coffee Bar. So
easy to remember.
It was the opportunity to do the interview here. And also, they're doing great coffee, so once you're in Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Nicole. And to you, all the best wishes for your future personally, but then also within coffee, within competitions. And if people want to follow you, how can they actually follow you and get more information about you?
So I have my own website. It's NicoleButterfeld.com, where I put up posts, like blog posts, and a couple of videos. Yeah. And also, there's a link to a German language course. It's not a German language course, but it's in the German language. It's a barista course. Like all the videos and all of the press releases I've been in. Otherwise, Instagram is always very easy. Just type in Google Nicole Butterfeld or Nicole Butterfeld Montgomery and you'll find me there.
Perfect. I put all the links down here as well, and I really highly can recommend this online course you did on 7 Hauben. There is like a full coffee course for about €50, and it's about 5-hour content.
Yeah, it's very complex.
With a booklet and a lot of videos. Just, it's in German, so if you know German or if you have German friends, and Christmas is approaching, so have a look at 7 Hauben. I will also put the link down there.
That would be nice. Thank you.
Just a fantastic course. And thank you for everything you're doing, and also for this interview, of course, Nicole.
Thank you.
I hope this video was fun to watch and it was helpful for you. If you want to know more about coffee roasting, then come to our website, roasttravels.com. We have a lot of information on roasting, but we have also equipment like coffee roasting machines, color meters, books, and many more. In addition to that, a really nice selection of green coffee beans from all over the world. You find a link to our website right here. You could also look through our YouTube channels. We have a lot of videos on coffee roasting, on equipment, but also very inspirational interviews with coffee roasters, coffee traders, and many more. If you have any questions left, then always come back to me. I'm Ingo from Roast Travels, and I look forward to talking to you.